Hi, dear listener. Before this episode plays, I'd like to invite you to keep in touch with us at oralstories.com. There you can sign up for our newsletter and we'll keep you in the loop. Now, onto the show.
This is Oral Stories.
Welcome to Fast Track to 40. Like anything real, Fast Track to 40 has adult themes presented in adult language.
Listener discretion is advised.
And a good beverage is encouraged.
From Oral Stories, Fast Track to 40, Episode 9.
I am here. I would only come to this wilderness for you.
Shall we go? We can walk and talk on the way. Here's the problem I'm having with this script. Now, I have this great male lead, but I can't think of a name, so right now he's just HLM. Handsome lead male. The female lead is B.
Oh, God, sounds like hell. Commence with the problems.
So, I'm meeting the woman I love in this great garden setting. It's where we had our first meet-cute, and it's perfect. I'm perfect. I'm Hallmark movie average dude who's not average at all romantically.
I arrive, and I'm perfect. Straight out of Hallmark. Blonde, size 2. Neither one of us are aware people age past 32.
We are the very definition of clean, safe Protestant love. We've never heard of any positions other than missionary.
Heartwarming romance movie gold! We hug. He grips me in a passionate embrace, turning my head up to look at him.
We stare longingly into each other's eyes.
It's time for the big, heart-wrenching speech where we declare our love and put the past behind us. This is a critical moment.
I open my mouth to speak.
Nothing.
No words, not a damn thing comes out.
Everything seems awkward and uncomfortable.
It's embarrassing.
This is the big denouement, and it dies on the page.
God, what was that? It has all the passion of wet cardboard.
It is the worst opening scene I've ever written. I have no idea what I'm doing wrong. I've tried starting at the end of the story. Yuck. So I went to the beginning.
So I'm walking through this little breakfast cart area with some tables, and I'm reading through a study from my big meeting.
I'm running my little business here with the cart. I've got 3 tables to wait on. My waiter is out sick. My partner is subbing in the kitchen for me. I am a mess.
We've got a great situation here.
I'm harried. He's distracted. Let the meet-cute commence.
Oh, it's great to start. I sidestep this customer who's not looking where he's going. I pivot, rotate.
Crash! I'm horrified. There's, like, coffee cups on the ground.
I've dropped her plate of cookies.
Not the cookies. Those are grandma's cookies. We should do a whole scene about grandma's cookies.
Oh, yeah. That could work. Up the stakes, but without a murder or something. Back to the setup. We drop to the floor to collect everything. Our hands reach out for the last coffee cup.
We touch. I look up. You look up.
We have this spark.
It's instant attraction.
The raw sexual energy of 2 pretty young people who don't have a clue about each other's bad habits.
I start to speak and...
nothing. It fizzles on the page.
Ugh.
It's just... dead.
And I'm so frustrated. I'm so sure I have it nailed down. Some cute little scenes, and of course my dialogue is the best.
Arrogant much?
Accurate much. But I can't get them together in the way I believe. I think I hate these people. I hope they get eaten by a bear. A zombie bear.
Let's order some coffee. We have got to talk. Waitress?
We're gathered here today, listeners, to read some letters. Today, we're starting with Ivan, who's nursing a broken heart. Ivan met the man of his dreams on a skiing trip. It was a whirlwind romance, Ivan writes, where Peter seemed to be falling hard, too. I think we can all see what's coming. Peter and Ivan return to their respective homes. Ivan says he called and wrote, hoping to keep it going. Ivan's letter continues. Penny, after all that, it turns out he really isn't into me. I'm so hurt. What should I do? People, when you put yourself out there, you're gonna get hurt. That's just how the game is played. One second. Wine time. Now, what's our rule here on Pandemonium? We get dumped, we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and work out, dress fabulous, and flaunt what that asshole now can't have. Well, that's all for today. Remember, there's no such thing as a guilty pleasure, and if you can't find a friend with benefits, at least go play with yourself. TTFN.
Great job, Penny. I'll look over the recording and have it posted online by tomorrow. Richard?
Yeah, okay, bye. Hi, Dr. Chamat.
Dr. Chaframari.
Yes, Dr. Chaframari. I got your message and you said you had an appointment open?
Yes, tomorrow on the 1st at 1 p.m. Would that work for you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes, that's great. Perfect. Yes, book it, yes.
All right, Penny, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, and Dr. Chaframari.
No, Chaframari.
Okay, yeah, that. Bye. OMG. I can't believe I'm on my way. Oh, makeup looks good. I look good. Hello, hot mama.
The structure is good, but where's the passion clarity? Writing really comes from the soul.
Oh, here it comes. You're Tiamat to my Marduk. Rod, writing is a skill. It takes practice and technique.
Who taught who? Let me finish. You have to connect with your own passions, your soul, your romantic self.
I am putting my passions into this. I'm completely passionate about finishing this.
Girl, I ain't putting you on the spot, but when was the last time you got laid? Where's that passion?
Oh, Jesus, Rod, not this.
A date? Lord, have you even talked to anyone who perked your pickle? I take this as a no. Sad.
Perked my pickle? And yes, I've had a date. I've had several. You weren't the first person to tell me to get back in the pool to understand this project, and I have. We've always disagreed on this. A good writer creates whole worlds that don't exist. I can write a romance without trying to hook up.
Yet, obviously, you can't. Hence 5 weeks of watching rom-coms, trying to boil it down to some formula. And touchy. So those dates haven't involved any touching?
A formula works. We all know the best friend that doesn't notice the other best friend is into them is gold. It's a constant. I can just plug it in.
Yes, and the meet cute. Strangers who meet are smitten, but time, place, and circumstance are against them. But a writer who can't put words in her character's mouths will fail even without a formula.
Damn you for being right.
Clarity. You're one of my best students. Your passion for... genre notwithstanding, but you're too clinical about a subject that should be emotional.
You're probably right, but my personal life is complicated. This script, I want no complications. Love is painful, complex, and even when you think things are good, it can be upended by fucking nothing. I want mild, funny, family movie-level romance in this script. So forget about my love life.
Like you have, Miss Drybridges.
And let's get these two characters together in this script.
See, that's it. That's your past coming up. Okay, I'm going to stop roasting you now, but just for now. These dates you're having, what's going on there? Are you as hesitant to experience things in that part of your life as well?
No. Yes? I don't know. They're two great guys, Rod. Jason, I've known him for years, but he used to be someone else's man. We left a lot together, but it's hard to turn off someone else's man now that he's free. He's also white. I'm black, to my core. I've gotten a lot of shit for my taste, my writing, my accent, my everything for seeming white. But I'm black. and I don't want to deal with any shit when it gets into that real emotional intimacy and trust thing. Aaron is smart, funny, fine, and he's going places. It's unexplored territory for me. Finally, a black man who's into me. But am I going to be disappointed once I say yes to him and that I'm not traditional enough? I'm not black enough?
That's a lot of trust issues, baby.
It's just been so long. And that last loss, Rod, that hurt. It still hurts. My girls have been the constant these past 10 years. I've tried, Rod. But even when I make friends, it's just never that deep. And when I think it is, it's another wound.
When my Frank died, it was a huge wound. So many years together. He loved me for me in a way other people rarely experience. We started off in the first LGB straight alliance on campus. I mean, I thought I was gay, but that wasn't it. Discovering my real identity? Whew, girl, the mess, the drama. Some people were cruel. I mean, bi identity is a lot more accepted now. I came out with him by my side. He held me down like no one else did. Not even blood.
He was your husband, right? I met him at one of your mixers when I was in school.
Woo. Ages ago. Dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Oh, he was so kind. I used to be a little jealous. Then I met Walker. I thought I had that. But Walker didn't die.
Sadly.
Stop it. Somewhere, somehow, he just didn't want to be an adult or be in a relationship.
We had that happen too. I know, don't look so shocked. No couple is perfect. No couple doesn't have problems. I mean, we had a crisis a few years into our relationship, but we got through it. A godsend, we got through it. Almost 30 years together. Then his cancer happened. Not the same loss, but you and I have both lost our supports, our people. I got to grieve mine and move on as best I can. How about you? I see. Look, I can only speak for myself on this, but the idea of seeking out love and companionship again? Terror. Sheer terror. I am a large black man of 62 out here on these fucking bigoted streets. What am I doing? But connections are what makes life matter. We have pain, but we have pleasure too. You're holding back on this romance in these pages. Everything here is good for an outline, but the blood, the meat of the story, you've got to give me some of that blood to make it work. I'm not saying bang a fool. I mean, although I'm thankful you're not up here hoeing it up, but although...
Rod.
Look, you've had that passion and pain in your life. So where is it now? Clarity. Writing is a form of making connection and risk. You're trying to be safe about something that can't afford to be safe. You're more passionate about killing zombies. Crack open your heart for something harder than survival. Love.
Feels like survival is all I know, though. You have to survive a lot to be writing for a check. You have to survive betrayal.
Yeah, conundrum, like the rest of life is. You did ask me for some mentor advice. Mind that part of your life. Open it up.
That I did. Ask for your advice, I mean. Working on the rest. Rod, are you actually dating now?
Oh, so we switch to talking about me now? Oh, I see you. Okay. I wouldn't say dating. I miss my husband, baby. Miss him so much, but he told me to live extra for him. He's still my heart, but let me introduce you to Clark. We keep company, as Grandma used to say. It's nice. I feel good with him. I'm happy.
Oh, Rod, that's really beautiful.
Let me show you some pictures of our trip to Monterey. Ooh, and the food.
Hey, Rod, tell me more about you and Frank, how you met and everything.
Hold up. You thinking about what you thinking?
I'm just thinking it's a great romance.
Fine. I've got some ideas, so let's get cracking. You write something fabulous, give me all the credit and a cut.
Good. Let me take some notes.
Honey, first you need to get me another mocha. On you, and we talk about the cut. Waiter! Ooh, you cute, huh?
Everyone wants their oil change today for some reason. Ugh, so freaking busy. God, I gotta get some lunch.
Can I interest you in a late lunch?
Oh, Janet. You gotta stop sneaking up on me like that.
Sorry, I just wanted to see if you'd like to take a lunch break with me.
It's nearly 3.
Yeah, but I decided I could delay mine to match your schedule.
Sure, let's go.
Raimundo, you're in charge until I get back.
Okay, boss.
Whoa, how do you have Lieberman's deli pastrami?
I have my ways.
I know you didn't drive all the way to New York City for this. Oh, man. I haven't had one of these since our trip a few years back.
I know it's your favorite.
You shouldn't have.
I should. I did. Besides, these are great.
You don't have to do this, Janet.
Take you to lunch?
Buy me things. That's not what I need.
I know. Just not sure what to do. I'm glad you're back home. But things...
I feel so fragile.
It's like I'm holding my breath all the time. Afraid to move.
Yeah, me too.
Are we broken? Completely?
I guess that depends on what we both want.
Is it the marriage proposal?
Look, don't take this the wrong way, Janet. But I don't want to marry you right now.
Wow. Hard not to take it the wrong way, but I get it.
What did that therapist say? Things are gonna take time to heal? I mean, I'm not feeling too brave about my feelings right now.
And I'm struggling to get my feelings together and be, you know, vulnerable.
We are a fucking mess. Would you believe that's the best I've felt in a while?
Admitting we're a mess. Yeah, I can believe it. Wow. People thought we were the perfect couple.
Man, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, I was proud, but still.
It's so fucked up. Couple goals, but then you're afraid to admit you have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, till it explodes all over your face.
So not cool. So not cool. Dan?
Janet?
I don't want to break up.
I figured.
I do want to marry you.
Okay. How do we both get to the marrying each other part of the relationship from here?
I'm not sure, but I'm willing to do what it takes if you are.
Remember when we told my parents I was dropping out of college and getting my mechanic certification?
Your dad flipped.
Yeah, I've never been a good Asian son. I wish I wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. I mean, goofing off, messing with cars. I mean, I loved cars and tinkering. I knew he'd take it bad, but I didn't want to waste their money on college anymore.
Your mom got it. I think she knew better than him that you didn't need to follow his path.
Yeah, Dad always loved her big brain. And that booty!
Dan!
What? Keeping it real! Okay, I'm talking a lot, but God, you had my back then. When I wanted to open my own shop with the money left over from school, you had my back then too. Look, we'll do this shit, okay? One step at a time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now pass me your pickles. Oh, I can't believe you're wasting good pickles. Oh my God, come on.
Trash compactor.
You love that about me.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Fuck it. I gotta have something in the back of these cabinets. Maybe the fridge? I need something a little stronger than mint tea tonight. Extra strength ginger beer. Expand your horizons. Do something different. Delve into your emotions. I'm standing here braless and barefoot in my kitchen, yelling at myself. How fucking different is that? Let me try to work. That's no good. I shouldn't have fucking tried this stupid project. Romance, love, the fuck do I know about this? The one fantasy world I can't seem to see myself in. I shouldn't need to see myself in anything, but there we are. There we are. I can't afford to hold myself back. I have to break this stupid block. It's not just meeting people or dating. It's really being open even to the risks. I'd rather swim in hot lava. It'd be less painful than getting my heart stomped on again. Riss. Fucking riss.
Hey, Clarity. Wow, you called me this time. What's up?
Hey.
Your gift with words is really shining through.
Shut up. I don't know, Jason. Can we talk about a few things? And then I'd really like to see if we could, go out.
I thought we'd already gone out a couple of times.
We have. But I don't think I was really ready to be open to relationships. But I think I can be ready now.
Well. Commonus agamus. I'm listening. Talk to me.
It's been a while.
You've been listening to Fast Track to 40, written and directed by Georgia McKenzie, produced by Camille Johnson, executive produced by Inia Fong, starring Katie Ritz as Penny Eisenstein, Heather Summers as Janet Jackson, Tony Jackson as Dan Owens and Rod, Justin Van Cho as handsome lead male, Gabrielle Soli as beautiful lead female, or B, Joshua Sterling as Jason Stevens, and other voices by the cast. Music composed by John Reuter. Sound design and editing by Alexa Ruvalcaba. And recorded at Shane Salk Productions in Hollywood. Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss the next episode. Or visit us at oralstories.com. Check out Bonnie Screws Up and Upper River, other podcasts from Oral Stories.